go out and kill a lot of game, squirrels, or wild turkey or something, bring them in, throw them down there, and she had to clean them and pick them up. That's the way the Indians did, you know. The white man, the second class, that was just as brutal.
Yeah. Now, what'd you use to sign your name usually? Did you ever see a quill?
I never did. I've never seen anything other than the conventional pen and pinpoint and inkwell. They didn't go out until the 1930s when these fountain pens. Oh, fountain pens came in. They were too expensive for the average folks. Then came the ballpoint, this one.
Yeah.
You know, Jack Anderson and that type of writers, they've written several times about these things were in use in South America and in Brazil, and people knew about it, but it was not introduced or put into use in this country. And only on old objections of Parker Pen Company and the other folks who were making the conventional fountain pens. Now you can't find a conventional fountain pen. I've got one here to keep for old time's sake.
And the other thing's few and far.
They're few and far. That thing would retail. This is one that my sister gave me. She's a widow. Her husband died. And he had a lot of expensive things. This would retail for well over $5 or $6. You'd have to have a model. Yeah, it's almost a collector's item. That's the thing. You can get them for 2 bits now.
That's
another expression you used to use.
Is that tense?
2 bit, a bit was 12.5 cents. I don't know where it originated. 2 bits, we use that whole lot south. 4 bits was a half a dollar. 6 bits, 75 cents.
Did you have anything for a dime? I thought there used to be one for...
No, I don't think we had a name for a dime. Nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
We went by those names. But I don't think anybody ever said a quarter or a half dollar. There was always 4 bits.
Okay.
2 bits.
Now, what would you drink at maybe from a pump or a well? A little thing made of, you know, drinking a little metal.
Yeah, we didn't have any a name for mugs and containers.
Oh.
Glasses. They had about the same names they have now, as far as I know. Remember that there was a tight pump that was just pushed down into the ground, and the bottom part had a sieve, like a strainer.
Yeah.
And you could pump up water for that in this country. The water level was always available. Now the water level is way down. Well, that's something else we've been wasteful of, is our water.
Yeah. Okay. So you just buy it, you just drink water from maybe a little old tin?
Yes. I'm quite sure that many people were sick with dysentery, picked up malaria and worms. I don't know what all. From the water supply, there were wells dug down from 15, 20 feet or even deeper.